You are listening to InvestGR Conversations. I'm your host, Tin Soh. In the past three episodes, you have heard from HR professionals of multinationals. Our next two episodes will focus on the benefits of industry and academia collaborations. You are listening to the fourth episode of Greater KL, Your Talent Hub, brought to you by InvestKL. Academicians and industry frontliners agree that there are many benefits for academia and industry collaboration. University of Malaya, UM, Malaysia's highest-ranked learning institution, have over 100 collaborations. I speak to UM's Vice-Chancellor, Dr. Abdul Rahim Hashim, about the advantages of these collaborations and the future forward.
As far as UM is concerned, we have signed the MOU with InvestGL. Now, what we are doing essentially is that we're making sure that there are elements of it which will actually impact UM as a whole. And what we want to do is how do we actually get connected with the industries that is in part of the ecosystem. One is in terms of getting funding through collaboration with industry. The other is in terms of how do we ensure that the students that we have gets involved in some of those programs that is being conducted by InvestKL itself. So that's the other one. And also getting our academicians or our staff to be part and parcel of those programs at the same time. See? So the collaboration that we have is trying to leverage on the various platforms that InvestKL has got. And that's how we sort of take advantage to benefit both us, but also at the same time, the participating companies under the InvestKL umbrella. It is not just theory that we are giving our students, but the more important is the practical aspect. What does this theory means in the practical terms when you are out in the industry, when you're at the workplace? What does it all mean? So that collaboration is that sometimes it's not seen, but to us, it helps both, not just the students, but at the same time, updating the lecturers in terms of what's happening in the industries. The issue that for us at the university is that how do we make sure that the technologies, the specific technologies, whether it's AI, whether it's machine learning, whether it's IoTs and so on and so forth, sensors and so forth, we are up to date as far as the development are concerned. And that's in terms of developing our staff, yeah, making sure that that's up to date. But I think what's important also, notwithstanding the technologies, the key issue is that how do we then, not just doing research for research's sake, but have an impact to societies, have an impact to communities, impact to whoever that particular. But I think more important, how does it impact nationally? So now we have got a work that was done in terms of assessment, in terms of social drivers. This is the country's issues on health, food, energy, and so on and so forth.
It is great that as a nation, we are thinking about producing talent to serve the national agenda. But I also wanted to know, are we producing graduates that meet the global demand?
Yeah, when you talk about, do our graduates meet the global requirements? Yeah? End of the day, I think what we need to do is actually to be able to graduate global responsible citizens. That should be the underlying premise, in terms, because we are not just graduating students for the local markets, but also for them to be, I guess, a global native. Anywhere that they go, they're able to perform. And I think for us, we have seen that, I mean, quite pervasive in the sense that, well, with the 60 years that we have been in the business itself, you see that the alumni that we have has gone all over the world, not only at the, I guess, at the leadership level, but also in terms of expertise as well. I mean, you can go and talk to some surgeons in the UK and so on and so forth. Their basic degrees and MBBS from University of Malaya, and perhaps also a master's in University of Malaya in certain areas. One of the reasons as to why people come to Malaysia, I mean, to invest in Malaysia, is the graduates that we have. Yeah? The graduates that we have, which are multilingual, and the programs we provide are actually world-class level. If I take an example, engineering. Now, Malaysia is part and parcel of the Washington Accord, initiative, where only about 20 countries now are on board. And these countries are the US, the UK, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Russia is coming on board as well. So anybody who actually graduates from the University of Malaya Engineering Faculty is recognized all over the world. And with the attributes we have and the multicultural that they're involved in, they can work in any setting and be sensitive to the requirements of that particular ecosystem, or the particular areas. Yeah?
What are some of the companies that UM collaborated with in InvestScale?
One is Vinci Construction, and that covers areas of the technology side of it. Possible is looking at materials of construction, because we are quite strong as far as material science is concerned. And then you've got Eluquit, who's actually basically industrial gas company, but they are also in areas of IT, which we are looking at in terms of how can we help them in areas of the ICT side of the business. And of course, the other one is Novartis, is a pharma company. Cartier Medicine is good in cancer research, in geriatrics area, rehabilitation, and so on and so forth. So that spawns further collaboration with Novartis, for example. And the other one is, of course, Orion, yeah, which we do as well. Now, this is only just a starting point, and we hope to have more of such collaboration and open, I guess, a different vista for us, not just the normal companies that we normally collaborate with, but other companies which maybe are interested or are already on board in Malaysia itself, and how can we actually do better? I think.
It is fantastic to hear that academia-industry collaborations do propel the industries forward. This podcast is brought to you by InvestScale and is part of a 5-part series.